For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Today on the official Government Truth, a man pleads guilty by reason of insanity after smoking marijuana and shooting his girlfriend's face off. What the government has to say about the successes of the drug war, and a word from Dr. Dana Hansen, president of the Canadian Medical Association. Waco, Texas. It's been nearly 2 years since the horrible night when Carolyn Thomas found herself in a pool of blood, horribly disfigured at the hands of her boyfriend of 10 years, Terrence Kelly. Kelly, 32, does not dispute that he shot Thomas, but has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. According to authorities, Kelly was smoking marijuana before the shootings. According to Speaking Out Against Drug Legalization, a publication released by the Department of Justice, overall drug use in America is down by more than a third since the late 1970s. The most recent numbers indicate up to 9.5 million fewer using illegal narcotics in America. In fact, the Department of Justice claims that less than 5% of Americans now use illegal drugs of any kind. As illicit drug use dwindles away here in America, we as Americans have the federal government and the drug war to thank for that. And now, Dr. Dana Hansen, president of the Canadian Medical Association.
From the point of view of the CMA, is marijuana addictive?
Yes, there is no doubt whatsoever on scientifically basis that marijuana is addictive, both physically as well as psychologically, and it has that potential.
You know the people who say that the medical use of marijuana can be, for some people, in their view, a lifesaver. Is there any conclusive study that helps guide people as to whether or not this is real or a fantasy?
Well, as you know, the Medical Association also has a stand on the medical use of marijuana in the fact that we have not supported it because, exactly as you have said, there is not conclusive scientifically based evidence of that.
For the Drug Truth Network, this has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Yes, folks, never mind the fact that more than 100 medical associations from around the world have endorsed medical marijuana. Never mind the fact that the Canadian Senate issued a report some 2 years ago that called for the legalization of marijuana. Now, I bribe Winston to come up with those official government truth reports, and I'm not going to tell you with what I bribe him, but let's just say he does try. Just as the U.S. Office of National Drug Control Policy does try. But since their posturing is based on lies, they fail in every instance. Wondering just how long you want to eat those lies for breakfast, this is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.